Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to Pillow Talk Uncensored, Season 4, Episode 1. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Dom.
As we kick off the new year, it's only right that on today's episode, we're talking all about New Year resolutions, including what some of ours are, ways you can stay consistent with yours, and the somewhat magic behind the whole concept itself. Also, remember to keep sharing the podcast with your friends, and if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star rating and a review so that we can grow our audience. So remember to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend. And with that, let's get right into it. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Season 4 of Pillow Talk Uncensored. Woo-hoo. So we all know how once the ball drops, some people swear they're going to change all their bad habits to be better, whether it be eating healthier and working out or revamping their self-care routine. Now, I'm all for fresh starts and new beginnings, but what is it about this idea of a new year resolution that makes people really want to get their stuff together? Because I feel like you can start over whenever you want, for real, for real. So what do you think, Dom?
It's crazy because, like, back in the day, I was like, oh, New Year's resolution. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, you can start a new habit, a healthy habit on any day. And for, like, I wouldn't even say the new year, but I know for me, like, I'd be about the week. So I'd be like, okay, next week, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to start on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then let me not go to the gym on Monday. I'm like, oh, I'm going to start next Monday. And I need to stop doing that because, no, I can start on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, I don't have to do that. So I'm not too big on, like, resolutions. Like, my life is going to change. But I do want to start making, like, real attainable goals. For myself, but like it doesn't have to be more so for the new year, but maybe just by like a certain date or month, like I want to, you know, maybe have achieved something. So yeah,
I think that's real, and I kind of feel like I agree with it, with like I rather start at the top of the week as opposed to the middle or the end of the week. Like, it's just something about the newness of the week or like a month. Or of a time period, whatever that time period is. So, like, even, like, the first day of spring or winter. Yeah. So, I can understand why people pick the new year to start. But it's like you said, attainable goals. If this is something that you really want to accomplish for yourself, I feel like it really takes your motivation from within and consistency and determination to just start it. Like, because let's say in September, you're like, hey, I put on a couple extra pounds and I want to go to the gym and get this off. Are you going to wait those 4 or so months to the new year to do that? Or are you going to start right then and there?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how this, like, new year resolution thing became a thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's really hyped up. And then people, like, feel let down when they don't live up to the hype.
Then the whole thing of like, oh, like people got a few more days with me because I'm gonna cut them
off. Oh my god!
It's just like, what? Like, if you want to cut me off right now.
Okay.
Don't wait for the ball to drop. Like, that's weird. Like, I don't get those memes. Maybe they just memes, but it's just like, that's just weird to me. Like, just cut me off right now if you're gonna do it. Don't wait till January 1st.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't understand what is gonna be so different about who you are and the people you surround yourself with on December 31st versus January 1st of the next year. Like,
it's not.
Like, if you want to cut somebody off for whatever reason you cutting them off for, you need to do that right then and there. Because I just don't understand what's going to change. And, like, for somebody who's very much like, when I go through my ebb and flows, I get a new number, I go ghost. I just got a new number, and I didn't wait until the new year. I got that joint quick, fast, and in a hurry. And it's just like the new year, yeah, it seems fun and exciting. Like, a new year, I wonder what, like, you know, what's in store for me.
Yeah.
But if you want to accomplish stuff, you are the only person that's standing in your way, not the time.
Yeah, start now.
Yeah, because the longer you put it off, the longer you're going to talk yourself out of it or just keep procrastinating.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about, like, because, you know, we do this, like, tradition. I guess it's kind of been a tradition of vision boards, and we tend to do it at the end of the year, closer to the beginning of the year. So, like, how do you feel about the vision board? Like, what does it symbolize for you? And, like, why do you feel like it's helpful to do it at the end of the year?
I do like the vision boards, but I was actually thinking about it earlier. The one I made last year, I looked at it maybe like the first 2 months of last year, and then like it got lost in my phone somewhere. Like I even made it my screensaver for a while, and then I forgot about it. So I do like it, but I also feel like even with like vision boards, like sometimes things won't happen in that year for you, but maybe something you put on your vision board 2 years ago might like manifest in your life in 3 years. So like I think it is still good to like put out your goals and like be able to see it, like, and you know, but I think I just personally know I have to be more intentional about some of these goals, because some of that stuff I put on there for last year I did not do, and just holding myself accountable. So yeah, I know I have to do better with that for sure, like what I plan to put on my vision board for this year. Well, this year, for next year, I just need to put like some real things that I know I'm going to actually be able to do, and like force myself to do too, because I didn't really force myself to do some of those things.
And thinking about your vision board, what are some things that you're thinking about being intentional with putting on your vision board?
I've been thinking about it. I do know I do want to be more disciplined, like with my weight gain journey. Like I started it this year, was consistent for like 2 months, tried to do that 75 soft challenge, that didn't really work out for me too. But like even with this, like those small time frames, I was able to see some progress. So I'm like, I just want to be at my goal weight by the end of the year, and like be there I guess consistently, because for me it's so easy for me to lose weight, so be there in like a good place to where even if I lose a little or gain a little, like I'm still at like my goal weight. So that's one, and I want to start studying next year for my licensure, so I don't even know if that's really like a goal, but that's just something I plan to do, to like get that exam over with. So I feel like I want to take it by the fall. I'm not really ready. But yeah, those are like my main goals, and I want to move as well. So that's something that's been very intentional for me already. So, you know, just working on like saving and budgeting and being more disciplined. So yeah, those are like the three things that I can think of right now. I'm sure I'll put some other stuff on there.
Yeah. And you kind of made me think about, as you were talking, like the, I guess, criteria of what we put on our vision boards, like, do you feel like it's more so the goals you're trying to reach for that year, or is it just simply your vision of what you want to happen for you that year?
Yeah. Dang, I think I mostly thought of it as goals, but I do like the whole vision thing, like even things that I just might be wanting to happen. I think that's a good way to like think of it too, like maybe just like a prayer, manifestation or something on there too. So, I mean, I mostly was doing more like goals, like things I know I have more control over, because some things I can't control. So,
That is a really good point about when we think about like these vision boards or any other practices that you may have as it relates to like setting goals and like manifestation, really thinking about the things that you actually have control over. Like, I think that's really important, because if you put all of these wishes and dreams and fantasies onto your vision board or whatever you use, and it doesn't come to fruition, then you find yourself disappointed and let down. But it's like you said earlier, Dom, it could be that for the year 2023, I'm going to say I got my dream home. I want to get my dream home in 2023.
Yeah.
But it's not in God's plan for me to get that home until 2025 or 2026. And so I don't want to be in a place where I'm beating myself up about like, what could I have done differently? What did I do wrong? So I think it's really important to, a part of that intentionality is thinking about how much control do I have over the things that I'm putting on this vision board. And as we talk through it out loud, I kind of think it could be that you can put a balance. Like, it could be like the goals you want to reach and also the things that you want to manifest. Like, you want to call into more for the new year. Like, I just made a vision board at work blessed me. And I really was just thinking about like the concrete things. Like I also want to move. I also want to continue working towards being a better mother. You know, just different things like that. And I also put on there like my relationships and friendships and like how I want to cultivate them. And I put quotes and words that kind of spoke to what I wanted to call into those things. So I feel like that was a level of manifestation. And that's also something that I have some control over.
Yeah.
Because one of my biggest things is cultivating relationships that cultivate me. And that's something I can, you know, I can see for myself and discern. But I feel like when we like put like marriage and like having your first child and things like that, but like that's a little fantastical and you can dream all you want, but you gotta, it has to be some sense of realism.
Yeah, with for it. Sure. Yeah. I'm not going to say you might find your husband or your wife or whomever.
Hopefully
out
you
next
do.
Year, but you know, that's thinking real big. I know you're supposed to think, you know, think big, but I got to think realistic as well.
And I think you got to think about where you are currently. Like, you can't be, like, not right within where it's a Lauren. Like, you can't be not right within and be like, you're going to find the man in your dream. Like, that's not going to happen.
Don't pass me by because I'm not.
Yeah, like, it's just not going to happen. But you could think about, okay, I know that I want to find the man of my dreams. What can I do to get me closer to that? And what people tend to ignore is the work that you have to do on yourself, because I truly believe you are what you attract. And I don't mean that with like the F boys and toxic guys that we be attracting. I mean it in the way that if you are, like, there's some level of accountability to be had. If your repertoire of men is all F-boys, you gonna have to hold a mirror up to yourself and think about what it is about you that's attracting these men, and what it about you that you're entertaining these men. Yeah. Because you don't have to entertain everybody that you attract. And I feel like that's kind of when people take that phrase and say, like, I don't believe you are what you attract, because what if you attract all bad people and you're a good person? If you are a good person, bad people are going to try to come close to you because they're going to want to take advantage of you. But it's up to you to entertain it.
It's a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice. So thinking about realistically, if you want all of these things, where are you at in the journey and what do you have to do to attain it? Because God ain't going to give you nothing that you ain't ready for. And if you're not really religious, if you're more spiritual, the universe is not going to give you something you're not ready for. That's just not how it works. That's why, like, I think divine timing is a true thing. Like, you can want these things, but you got to be patient.
That's so true, divine timing. I was having a conversation about that earlier. Like, things really happen when they're supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to practice patience. Like I said, you could put something on a vision board or a goal, like you said, like your dream house. You might get your dream house, but it might be 5-10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
I definitely feel like those things will come in due time. And I think another way of looking at it, I actually got this from this guided journal club that I'm in, is thinking about where you were last year versus where you are now and where you want to be a year from now. And I know that's definitely something that you do on a regular. Like, we could be in a regular week just talking about something. She was like, well, this time next week, where will I be?
No.
And research says that that's a good way of looking at the goals that you accomplished that you don't really give yourself enough credit for. Now, I don't know if you use it for that, but
I more so use it for, like, if I'm going through, like, a difficult time or, like, a stressful time, and I'd be like, you know what, like, next week at this time, this is going to be, like, over with, or I won't be as stressed. Or next year at this time, like, this might not even be a thing. It might not even be in my life. So, yeah, but I think sometimes it is good to be like, I know, like, when I was in school, like, I would think about that, like, like, if I had a project due, I was stressed and procrastinating over. I'd be like, next week, that joint going to be turned in because the due date is next Monday. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know it's going to be turned in. So, like, stuff like that just to kind of, like, get me through, like, I might be stressed, but, you know, like, I'm gonna get it done eventually.
I think that's a really good way to reframe things, because I feel like we tend to get so caught up. Like, this is gonna sound kind of, I guess, contradictory because I do want to live in the moment. Like, that's something I've always been saying for the past couple years on my vision board, like living in a moment. But sometimes I get so caught up in the moment that I can't see forward or backward. Like, I can't, and when I say forward, I can't see, okay, like, this won't last forever. Like, this too shall pass.
Period.
And I can't see backwards, whereas, like, I've overcome similar things like this, so I have it in me to do the same in this situation.
Yeah.
So I get really, like, super focused on this moment, especially if it's a moment of distress, without giving myself credit for this is just one moment in time. Mm-hmm. So I think looking at it in that way and breaking up time in that way is really useful. And when I did that exercise, I'm like, you know what? Last year at this time, these things were going on. And look at me now. Like, all of these other amazing things happened. So it really put things into perspective. And I think that's a good segue into a year ago. Not exactly a year ago today. But around this time, I think last New Year's Eve, we did vision boards.
Yeah, on Zoom with
COVID. Yeah, we had COVID. We had a whole New Year's Eve party / kickback plan, and we both had COVID at the same time. We could have been around each other, but we did it on Zoom. And it's a really cool function on, like, Google
Docs. Yeah.
It's like Google Docs has something where you can do a virtual vision board. You can share it with people. So I think that it will be helpful for us to hold each other accountable and look at what we each put on our vision boards and see if we've done any of these things. So
I'm gonna have questions too.
Okay, so I'm looking at Dom's, and Dom has a quote by somebody that says, "I had to believe that it would work out for it to work."
Period. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. I like that. And then she has it, like, on top of a butterfly on flowers. And Dom will say, don't believe the hype, but she will say that this was for her tattoo that she's getting soon. But I think she made that up. I think she just likes butterflies.
No.
And what they symbolize. But I see books, a stack of books on here.
For reading more. I did start reading when we did the 75.
What time of year did we start the 75? For reference, we made the vision board.
Start reading. So I was reading Gabrielle Union book.
When? Can we read timeline?
That was the beginning of the year, because I remember I was still in my internship last year in the beginning. So,
like, so in the year 2022, how many books did you read in total?
75% of the book, because I never finished Gabrielle Union.
Wow.
Book. I was buying books. I bought Will Smith books. Still never read it. Yeah. You know, that's what I gotta, you know, work on finishing what I start when it comes to books. So I used to love reading, but the book gotta be there, and it's hard to find a book that's going to grasp my attention.
Okay, that's true. Okay, so moving on, we now have Across. And is this meaning that you were going to go to church?
Because, you know, I don't really know why I put that on there, but I think I did want to start, like, reading the Bible more and, like, listening to sermons more. And I know in the beginning of the year, like, I was kind of doing, like, journaling, I guess, in a way. Like,
I do see a journal on here. Yeah, yeah. So I saw that you...
I was doing good in the beginning. But,
Okay. And then I see what looks like a therapy session going on. Yeah. Does that speak to you being a therapist?
I think so. Yeah. I just starting my career.
Okay.
As a therapist, which, I mean, I really had no other choice. Well, I had a choice, but, like, you know, I started off my career as a therapist, which I did do.
Okay.
It's been very interesting thus far. So, yeah, I did do that.
Okay, and I see a moving truck with the words moving.
Yeah, did not do that, but that's on the vision board for next year. No, it's not even on the vision board. That's happening next year.
Period. Claim it. Okay, I see happy hour. I think we did a lot of that. That's the one thing you did this year.
For sure.
My favorite quote, live in the moment.
Yeah.
I also see a calendar with you marking all things.
Yeah, I don't know what that stood for. I don't know. Was that to be booked? But I don't, to be booked busy, I don't know.
Maybe, okay.
Because I always put things on my calendar since I was younger, like a planner, so I don't really know what that stood for.
Okay. I see work-life balance. I can attest to that. I think that you're doing good with it.
Yeah.
I see some wine and grapes. Is that giving wine tasting?
Or... Probably didn't do... Or I did go wine
tasting.
I did go wine tasting. Yeah, definitely love me some wine. So I've been doing that.
Okay. I see a man and a woman on a date.
Yeah,
and...
that did not happen this year.
It's okay. We can try.
I don't know if I want to try that next year, but...
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm just focusing on me right now.
Okay. And then I see a scale. You did mention that your weight gain journey that you want to pick back up.
I did attempt that.
Okay. I see forgiveness. That's a really big one.
I don't know why that was on there, but you know that definitely. Maybe that was to forgive myself. I don't know.
Okay.
That could kind of be, you know, for right now as well, just, you know, practicing forgiveness with myself and other people. So, you know, I don't hold grudges, so I don't really know why that's on there. I can't, sometimes I wish I do know where I was, where my mind was. I don't really know.
Okay. So lastly, we have financial literacy, and that kind of speaks for itself. And that's what you said earlier about how that goes into like saving and being disciplined and budgeting for your move.
Yeah.
So I think overall, you did good, and the things that you didn't quite mark off, you're adding to next year's vision board. So kudos to Dom.
So your turn.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a black girl. She looks real happy with flowers on her hair and natural.
Yeah. So that definitely spoke to me, just being more comfortable and confident with my natural hair.
Okay.
Which I ain't gonna lie, I kept braids and locks all year and a wig here and there. So I think I want to go into that more in this upcoming year.
Okay. And you have like business people like dressed like they're ready to go to work.
Yeah. So that was like me preparing for my last semester of grad school and just thinking about going out into the world and like building a foundation for my career.
Okay. And it's a quote, stay positive.
Definitely.
A bit more.
I can definitely work on it because like I said, I get stuck in the moment of the stress most of the time. They can't really any way out except for panic, so I want to work on it.
And the next quote is actually live in the moment.
I do that sometimes.
And then you had a graduation cap.
Yes, I graduated with my MSW in May.
Period. I'm guessing that was for natural too. It was like a girl.
Yeah, so just really trying to call into the naturalista side of me.
It's a bag of money.
Get into the bag, you know. I'm getting to the bag. I'm trying to.
It's a tropical island vacation. You did go on a lot of vacation.
Oh no, that was 2021. Wait, that was
work trips. Okay.
So yeah, I guess I can say I did go on some vacation. I went to NOLA, and that's something.
Oh, yeah.
I was saying that for years that I have to go to Mardi Gras. And I made it happen finally. And my whole big thing was I gotta be single when I go. And if you know, you know. We had a time.
It says, I love you. Is it?
That was like speaking to me to work on like my relationships to self and really practicing self-love. I definitely feel like I can do a little better with it. That's going on next year's vision board.
And it's a picture of like a woman kneeling down with her son, I could tell. So
yeah, that's just speaking to me as a mother.
And another quote, it says, create your own happiness. Did you create that?
I don't know. I feel like I've had happy moments. Now, if I was the creator of them, I don't know. So I think that's something I want to be more intentional with in the new year.
Okay. And speaking of intention, your next quote is intention.
Being intentional. I think that is where I'm at right now. That really resonates with me. And I'm definitely carrying it with me into the new year.
Okay. Next is, it's like a woman walking up like puzzle pieces, kind of like stairs.
Yeah. So that kind of spoke to me like walking up the corporate ladder, but in my case, the social work ladder. And I think in a way I did do that because I've had two jobs since I graduated, and like the elevation. Second one, it was an elevation from the first one.
And then next we have Black Girl Magic. So
period, that speaks for itself. Like, Black girls are magic, and I want to, you know, cultivate that more.
Okay. And their last picture and quote was "Live for You."
I think I can do better with it. I still feel like I have some moments where I'm like, what will people think and what will people say? So I want to get better with, like, really, you know, not F people, but like, you know, what I say matters and goes.
Okay.
So how do you think I did this past year?
It was 50-50. Okay. You know, some of those things, I'm like, okay, that was cute. You know, yeah.
We still gotta work on it. Yeah, so I want to ask you, do you think that when you do whatever your practice is for the new year and goal setting, do you think that it's helpful to share it with your village so that they can hold you accountable and know what you're working towards?
Yeah, I guess in some ways, but then I also think it is maybe something you don't want to put out there because you know that fear of failure or if it doesn't happen.
That's
true. You know, I mean, of course, your village isn't going to, like, judge you or anything, but, you know, some things it is good to keep, like, in the tuck to yourself, and then if it happens, it happens. And then, you know, it is some things you might be like, I'm not going to do this, y'all, so please, like, if I'm not, like, get me together.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, like you said, it's some things that you should just hold close to yourself and, you know, just pop out when it happened. Like, yeah. I feel like that's kind of what I did this year when I took my licensure exam. Like, only a few, and when I say a few, I mean, like, two people knew that I was taking it and they knew the date. Mm-hmm. And, like, people knew I was planning to and I was studying, but only two people knew the exact date. And I had this really big thing, like, oh my gosh, if I tell more people, the pressure is going to be on that I have to pass on the first try. Yeah. Thankfully, I passed on the first try.
Period.
But you see me, LSW. But even during the exam, I had told, like, two more people the day before. And I'm like, oh my gosh, see, this is why I should never tell anybody. And I was freaking out. And, like, I tell people when they ask me about, like, how to study and, like, any tips that I had for going into it to the exam, my number one tip is don't tell nobody you're taking it, because I feel like that just relinquishes so much pressure. And it's like, if you fail, it's not gonna feel good, but don't nobody know. And I think for me, that's really big. Like, don't nobody know. I don't feel like I gotta prove nothing to nobody.
Okay, I'm going to do that this year when I take that test. Lord.
Yeah, I think that you should just keep it to yourself and just the people that need to know, and, you know, the people that are, not saying that everybody you tell is going to be wishing ill will, but you know the people that's, like, really, really for you, down to the bone. Like, and the people who understand, too. Because, like, my mom, love her to death, but she don't understand nothing about the licensure exam and what it means for the next level of my career. So it really wasn't no purpose in telling her that I was preparing for this really big test.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, my mentor and you, Dom, like, y'all understand what this means. Mm-hmm. Like, not that it will make or break me as a social worker.
Yeah.
It means more money, and that's important to me.
Yeah, where to bag it.
Okay? So, like, I feel like if you have things that you want to do and they really mean something to you and you want to nix the external pressure, just keep it to yourself. Or tell one or two really close friends and just, you know, keep it under tuck and then pop out when it happens. And as we, like, start to think about the close of the year and bringing in the new year, I want to ask you, what are some of your highs and lows of the year 2022?
Highs and lows. I don't know. I feel like I asked my friends this question.
Yeah, and I'm bringing it back to you.
I never answered it. Some highs. See, I technically graduated last December, but I walked in May. So that was a high, you know, to walk off stage for the last time, because I will never be going back to school. Also a high for me, like, my mom graduating, I think, was a high, although it wasn't me, like, personally, but getting her doctorate, like, just seeing how hard she worked is inspirational to me. No, I won't be going back to school, but, like, yeah, I think just her hard work. I'm trying to think. How is that? I think
you got a new job. You got two new jobs.
Well, one was forced. Like, I had to get a new job. But, yeah, I am, like, ending. Well, that's technically for next year, I guess. I'm starting a new job next year. With shout out to my friend who put me onto the job. I will say, yeah, just, like, having a good group of, like, people around me, I think, is a high. I think at all times, like, I've gotten closer with some people. And, you know, just having, like, healthy friendships and just people in your corner, like whether it was like my friends from grad school, mm-hmm. who, you know, you could talk to and can really relate just to your career and like the struggles, or just like your friends. You know, I think that was a high, I guess, just spending time with my friends more, feeling like I had the time to, because mm-hmm. it was like weird not having anything to do, like in graduating, yes. like just having all this free time. So I still think I was adjusting to like not having to go to class or write a paper or do a discussion post or mm-hmm. read something. Mm-hmm. So I think that was definitely an adjustment. I'm trying to think of highs this year. Wow. That's crazy. I don't really think I had too many lows though, like this year. I mean, I feel like I'd be emotionally all over the place sometimes, but it won't be like anything that's actually going on. Like, I don't know. I just think my mind will be all over the place. So I don't really think, I can't think of any lows. I went to NOLA. I guess that was a high. It was cold.
Girl, you went on a couple of vacations. Didn't you go away in the summer? You went to DR. Where
did I go? Oh, yeah. I had been there before, though. So, like, that was not, no. I mean, no. Like, it was definitely still fun. Yeah,
we should have exited in 2021 because
I think that was just like another vacation. Like, yeah, it was really nice for sure. I definitely don't take traveling for granted. It's definitely an experience. I think of high. Like, I think the whole summer was a high.
Yes.
Flew by, but I felt like we was outside. I was outside more than ever. And if you know me, I like to be in the house. I'm a grandma with my robe and my heating bag. So yeah, I think I have really nothing bad to say about this year. I think this is a very good year that I had more time to focus on myself. Did I always do that? No. But I think this was just like the transition year from being like an adult and not in school, like just having time to really focus on me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I did that. Sometimes I fell off. So, yeah, we'll see what next year has in store. I didn't really answer the question, but yeah.
You did. And I appreciate your transparency and honesty. And I think I'm going to start with lows. Personally, I think my biggest low is my co-parenting situation. And if, unless you're like really close to me, you don't know about that. I don't really share that with many people because I don't even care to give that situation energy. But I think that's the bulk of my lows. Granted, I've had times when I felt really low, but like I have a lot to be grateful for. And like you said, Don, like I had times where my emotions were like getting the best of me, but I was just being dramatic and theatrical. But I think my highs, I graduated with my MSW, and then I got my LSW. I got my first big girl job at the grad school, hated it. But then I landed my two dream jobs actually in December. So that was a great way to end the year off. I made it to NOLA, like I said. That was always on my bucket list. I was able to, like, spend time with my friends and, like, really be outside. Like, I can't remember the last summer that I was single and, like, outside and being social and, like, you know, doing regular 20-something things. So that was really cool. I think I made a lot of good connections and, like, networking opportunities that are really going to help me as I continue in my career. Shout out to my mentor. She's the goal. And yeah, I think I've kind of like, I've had more time on my hands, but I haven't really used it as productively as I could have. But yeah, I think like this year was overall good. And it's really only up from here.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yeah, and I just think that's a good way to like think about your year. Like even if you feel like things weren't as great or they could have been better, really just try to think about the things that did go good.
Yeah.
And, you know, think about, you know, how you can be better, but give yourself grace. Like, we're human and you know, happiness is a choice, and it's also a regular human emotion that we're not always going to feel all the time. And that's something I had to realize this year. Like, I'm not going to be happy 100% of the time, but I can be content. I can be okay. You know, I can be fluctuating. Like, you know, allowing yourself to go through the motions, experience a full range of emotions, and just enjoy life and live it to the fullest is my advice going into the new year. And don't be too hard on yourself, because we tend to be overly critical of ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. Showing yourself grace, which I say all the time to everybody, and don't always do it. So, and being patient with yourself, like, it's not going to happen overnight. But I think I need to practice more discipline in the new year. So I'm going to be like, it's self-awareness, knowing I'm not that disciplined. Like, if I don't feel like it, I'm not going to the gym. It's too dark outside. It's too cold. Like, I'm going to find any reason not to go.
Yeah.
So just trying to work on discipline, because I know that shows up when, you know, the motivation isn't there.
And I like just finding what works for you. Like, what works for you may not be what works for your friends or other people that you know and see. Like, don't play the comparing game. And that's one thing that I'm really being intentional about by removing myself from social media for a little while, just because I don't want to be comparing myself to people's fictional stories that they carry for their followers. So if you're that person that social media gives you a lot of anxiety and, like, doesn't really make you feel so great about yourself, I would definitely recommend just taking a step back, taking a break, and, like, living in real life. And I definitely think having a good, solid group of people around you who are about the same stuff that you're about, whose mindsets are similar to yours, who are really just trying to elevate themselves, who really bring out the best in you, who really just, like, they're equally yoked with you. I think that's really important, because we can't do life alone. So really just having your core group of people and y'all figuring it out together and leaning on each other for support will really be helpful.
And holding you accountable.
Yes. Can be a good friend if you ain't holding them accountable.
Yeah, tell me about myself in a respectful way.
It's all about delivery. Yeah. Definitely. Like, don't be cursing your friends out. Because
then we just want to be going back and forth. And it's not going to be good.
Yeah, so, you know, just, you know, having, you can have some expectations and hopes and aspirations, but give yourself some grace. It will be okay. It will come with time, and what's meant for you will never escape you. That's how I live my life.
Divine timing. Exactly.
Divine timing.
It's gonna find you.
Just remember, it's all about divine timing, and keeping in mind what you have control over and what you don't. That will help you live a peaceful life.
Yes.
So with that, Happy New Year. Good luck with any New Year resolutions that you all may have. We're rooting for you. We're going to be holding each other accountable.
Yes.
Hopefully we can check out some things off our vision board and move closer to the goals that we're trying to achieve.
And be realistic.
Yes. So let's go. Let's go kick 2023's ass. And before we let y'all go, we have our first hashtag X team of the year. Woo! So it says, I need some serious relationship advice. I've been with my partner for the past year and a half, and I'm starting to notice some things I don't particularly like about him. For starters, his idea of fun is going out with his boys, who are all still single, by the way, on the weekends to bars and lounges. I'm all for a good time, but I prefer to do things of more substance, such as trying new restaurants, visiting museums, or planning cute at-home activities. He feels like it's important to have a balance between us time and his time with friends, but I just don't think as a person in a relationship, you should be frequenting the hotspots for singles. Why can't you and your friends do more chill things like brunch, maybe? I understand the saying, different strokes for different folks, but I just don't think I'll be able to be okay with this forever. Is this something that can make or break our relationship, or can we find a middle ground that works for both of us? Please help.
I think there, like, you can definitely find a middle ground, but I also am curious to know, like, was he, like, where did you meet him? How did you guys meet? Like, did you meet him outside at these, you know, where the singles be at places? Because you also can't expect someone to, like, completely change who they are because they're now in a relationship? Or like, was he even doing this when he was courting you? Was he still going out with his boys all the time? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do think, of course, there should be a balance. He should be allowed to go out with his friends, and maybe his friends are not into brunch. You know, I'm not sure, but that also comes with trusting who you're with, that mm-hmm. he's going to, you know, be faithful to you and stand by you and can still be in these places. And, you know, like, you can trust him and, you know, he's being honest with you. But yeah, I feel like you can also do some of these things that you want to do with your friends as well. Like, you don't have to wait for him to want to go to brunch or a museum all the time. Of course, like, you guys can plan dates, but you can still live your life with other people. And that's how you can create that balance. So you're not at home and he's out with his friends and you met. So,
I think that is a great answer, Dom. Good answer. Good answer. I agree wholeheartedly with everything you said. I feel like those are the types of things that, like, that's kind of who he is. Now, who's to say he's going to be like this forever? I don't think so. Like, he might outgrow the bar and, like, club scene or whatever. But right now, I think, like Dom said, you can find the compromise by doing the things that you like to do. Like, you don't have to wait for him to do these things with you, because you can't change his idea of what fun looks like, because maybe he likes those scenes. Yeah. And if that's not your scene, that's okay. And I think a really good point Dom made is, like, where did you meet him? Because if you met him in a bar, what did you think was going to happen? Yeah. Like, now, if you met him at a museum and he just started going to the bars every weekend, that's a little different. But I feel like, I mean, you can try talking to him and just explaining how you would like to incorporate your quality time into doing the things that you both like to do. And I feel like another balance could be, maybe if he doesn't go every weekend. I'm trying to see if you said every weekend. You just said the weekend. But if you want every weekend.
Yeah, you can just sit down.
Yeah, you're doing too much. Especially not in this weather. But hey, maybe one weekend a month, or, you know, 2 weekends if we're being generous. And maybe, you know, the new thing these days is to tag along with him. If you would like to do that, you can do that. But, you know, just having a conversation with him and just saying how you feel and offering alternatives. That's something I learned from reading my books. You can't be nagging if you're not offering a solution to the problem.
Okay, Mom. It sounds like a very mom.
So, yeah. So, you know, coming to him like, hey, instead of doing this, why don't we do this? Or maybe you can split the days. Like, if he's going out on Saturdays, okay, Saturday, y'all can go to brunch, come home, go to sleep, do whatever you do, and he can go out. I feel like that's a fair compromise. And, you know, it's just one of those things you got to communicate, but don't expect to change his mind about it.
Yeah.
Because he is who he is. And that's just something that you're going to be able to deal with, or you're not. And that's only up to you to decide for yourself.
Yeah, like, if you can put up with this and this isn't a non-negotiable for you, it can definitely be worked on now. If this is a non-negotiable, then you gotta leave. So, you know, do what's best for you.
Yeah, and we hope that it works out for the best in both of your favors.
Good luck. Communication is key. Effective communication.
Effective communication is key. And with that is a wrap for this episode. And we will see you guys next time.
See you soon.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening to another good episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored. Make sure you're following the Instagram at @PillowTalk_Uncensored to keep up with us. And remember to send in those #XTeens. Until next time.